free. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join with us as we face the issues each and every day. We'll be talking about two very important subjects today, two issues that are now finally bubbling to the top, bringing out new information and evidence that we have been faced with. U.S. government's departments of deception, the U.S. government's departments, plural, departments of deception. That's what we have been faced with in America. My question is, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered about the government, whether or not the government would lie to us? Have you wondered if the local, state, and national government would deceive the people? The question is, can conservatives and Christians and patriots trust our government today? I can give you a very clear, short answer, and that is no. But there are a lot of people today that still say, well, you know, the Bible says that God created government, and he did. You find that originating in Genesis, the 9th chapter, giving us capital punishment under civil laws. You find it further delineated in Romans, the 13th chapter. There are a lot of people that will say we're supposed to obey all that the government bureaucracy says. Ladies and gentlemen, God created government, according to Romans 13, to prosecute evil and to protect the good, because the governmental officials are designed by Holy God as instruments, servants in the hands of God. And if they fail to honor God, to reverence God and God's word, and they formulate and put out laws and rules and regulations that's antithetical to the word of God, then as Christians, we're to say no. As conservatives, patriots, as citizens, we're to say no. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not what's happening today in local, state, and national government. We're going to be talking about the COVID-19 origin and what has happened. We'll be talking about January the 6th and the 41,000 hours of video footage that's now proving the narrative that we've been told for 3+ years is totally, horrendously wrong and a fabrication by the federal government. So we ask you today, right after our monologue, to join in the dialogue and discussion. We'll be interviewing a very, very well-known one that is a leader in the political realm and the civic realm and in the Christian world that we have a lot of confidence in. And we're going to be introducing him in a moment and asking questions about these two major things and other peripherals as he would feel led to speak on. And we'll be talking about those today under the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. As we face the issues, we must, ladies and gentlemen, recognize God's word has the answer. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, it is the progressive revelation of God to man. And we find in that what I call the truth book, the word of God. In John 8:31 and 32, Jesus says to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, the Lord Jesus points to in John 17:17, says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And contrary to what is said today, believed today, and viewed today, truth should prevail. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in that position today in our nation. And yet we have about 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say, and I quote, "Each person determines their own version of truth." That's one of the major problems we have in society, is everybody thinks that they have their own proof, their own evidence, their own truth, and it's simply not so. In fact, the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint spoke to that issue. He says, and I quote, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in some of our Christian churches." I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And may I commend that to you today, that we seek the truth, love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and be willing to defend the truth even if it means our life. That's needed today, perhaps more than the history of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. You find the base of that flagpole to the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview and see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been called spreaders of misinformation. The Christian conservatives, the patriots in America, have been accused of misinformation and disinformation and conspiracy theorists for about 3 years plus now, all of it relating to the origins of COVID and the dangers of the COVID jabs. But ladies and gentlemen, millions of people around the nation have died from the spread of COVID. Now a glimmer of truth is on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen, a glimmer of truth is now surfacing. The Marxist media and the government controlling big tech, social media, have fully basically dominated the airways and the space of information in America through the big tech platforms. The real truth about COVID has simply been covered. It's been absolutely concealed and canceled by our governmental officials. This is the reason I'm calling today's issue U.S. government's departments of deception. And they're trying to say that they've not tried to squelch the First Amendment rights. But yet more and more we find with the investigatory committees in the House, more we find with some of the Senate committees, that we have been lied to, deceived, and deception basically prevails in America today, being carried out by our own government. Yes, it is possible for the government to lie to us. It goes back to Ronald Reagan said the most dangerous words, somebody knock on your door and they say, "We're here from the government. We're here to help you." He said, I believe it's 8 words. He said the most dangerous 8 words in the English language. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, the truth has been covered, concealed, and absolutely canceled in America for the past several years. We need only to look at the money trail, as some have put it. Follow the money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Look at big tech. Look at big pharma. Look at Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Dr. Fauci, and the multitudes of governmental agencies that have colluded to lie to us. And now multitudes of Americans are dead. Millions are paralyzed, are sterilized, are totally dependent upon the medical world for the rest of their lives for daily survival. So also, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the January 6th so-called insurrection, the government's fabricated and presented fictitious information to the public. We're now finding that President Trump did not cause the riots. It was not an insurrection. Police were not killed in the Capitol riots as the nation's media, the Marxist media, with the governmental bureaucracy lying to us. Police were not killed in the so-called Capitol riot. Their number that are saying that a police officer was killed with a blow in the head by a fire extinguisher. Ladies and gentlemen, why was it the National Guard that President Trump said was needed? Why was it that a de facto denial by Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. took place? What happened? Why? So the questions now, ladies and gentlemen, is why did these things take place? What is taking place that's allowing us to understand the truth? And what can we depend on for the future as relating to our government? There was the Marxist media, big tech, social media, and the January 6th committee that developed a totally false narrative by editing a video. In fact, up until recently, I thought it was 14,000 hours, clock hours, of video of the Capitol occurrences, only to find out it's actually closer to 41,000 clock hours of video footage. And ladies and gentlemen, by the committee, narrative being based on cutting, splicing, and editing the full video and the evidence therein, it really told us a lie. It painted the picture of great deception. And yet, many, if not most, Americans have been squelched, their voices silenced, and we've been made to believe that somehow, some way, the government's right and we're wrong. You'd be surprised how many people today feel that way. And I'm here to say today, and our guest is here to talk about it today, how we've been lied to, deceived, and what is the real truth. Ladies and gentlemen, to help us answer some of these questions, help us look at some of the vital issues that these questions bring about COVID and about the January 6th riots. We're delighted to have with us today as our very special guest, Congressman Mike Hill, the former House of Representatives for District 1 in the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today on this very serious time of discussion about these issues of COVID-19, its source, the January 6th committee, January 6th so-called riot. So thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us today in discussing these issues.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always an honor to be on your show. And what is interesting about this is when they first came out with this false narrative, as you said 3 years ago, that you and I and many others knew back then and declared that what they were saying was not true, that it was false. And we remain true to that fact until now it's being revealed to everyone else that what we were saying was indeed the truth and what the mainstream media was saying was in fact a lie.
Congressman Hill, you just spoke a volume. And this is something that perhaps, in fact, my wife and I have talked about it. My wife and I and our four sons, three of our four sons have talked about it. We've had discussions with those that in the same fellowship with us about it. What is it? And this is just a little curious point for me, for us to bound about for just a second. What is it that took place in your life and your heart, in my life and our hearts, that caused us to, from the very beginning, say, this is a lie. There's something wrong with this picture. What do you feel? What is your position on what was the germinating cause of our taking that position 3 years ago?
Dr. Youngblood, I believe it was the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because he is truth. And the truth was revealed to us, even though we weren't there. We weren't there in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. But it was revealed to us what the truth is. That's what I think is why we never believed the lie about January 6th. We never believed the lie about COVID. Never believed the lie about our borders. Never believed the lie. And I'll say this about what's happening in Ukraine right now. Mm-hmm. And even though we haven't been in any of those places, we know what the truth is because of the Spirit of Truth, God's Holy Spirit.
Amen. That is well said, and that's the thing that we have concluded. We recently, my wife said, how is it that we from the beginning said no to the shots, no to the reality of what was being called reality about COVID-19, no to the mask wearing, no to the lockdown. What is it? And it goes back to, I believe, and it's not putting me or you on the pedestal, I believe just as you said, it's being sensitive to the still small voice called the Holy Spirit of God that speaks to our hearts and directs us. Many times, I believe, even with Christians, it's so easy to follow what the government says rather than what God, through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God, says to our hearts. Congressman, let me ask you a question. Big question is, in your opinion, where did COVID-19 originate?
Well, it came from the Wuhan lab that was funded by Dr. Fauci and his NHI Institute that was funded by the government, who gave him that money that he gave to that lab to produce this bioweapon. And from there, it's hard to determine whether or not it escaped accidentally or whether it escaped intentionally. What I believe was initially it escaped accidentally. The Chinese Communist Party then recognized what happened, and they allowed Chinese citizens to fly to other countries, knowing what was going to happen. It was a bioweapon that was released. But here's the thing which is interesting to me, Dr. Youngblood, is that here in the United States and a lot of nations, you know, around the world, the COVID epidemic has seemed to have gone away. There are still some people who are being diagnosed with saying you have COVID, and I'm not so sure it's COVID. It just might be the flu or a bad cold, but they're calling it COVID. But it seems to have waned here in the United States. But it is ramping up in many places in China, where the COVID epidemic is still raging over there. And it reminds me of a scripture verse where it says they have fallen into their own trap that they have laid for us. Mm-hmm. And so now the Chinese Communist Party is reaping what they have sowed. And it's a shame what's happening to their people.
Absolutely. Congressman, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to jump into the dialogue and discussion, asking your questions, giving your comments, your input, your insight, we'd love to hear from you. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at an article headline. Chinese virologist says COVID-19 was intentionally released. A Chinese virologist says the COVID-19 pandemic that killed millions around the world was the result of an intentional release by the Chinese Communist Party. Dr. Ling Meng Yan was interviewed by Fox News' Tucker Carlson following an announcement that the U.S. Energy Department had concluded the virus came out of the Chinese Communist lab working on viruses in Wuhan. This particular virologist, let me go further, she says, I'm a scientist working in a research lab using coronavirus, and I can tell you, based on the print protocol and also the other surveillance systems, it would be impossible for the lab leak to accidentally happen in such a lab and cause the Wuhan outbreak and also the pandemic around the world. She said, she explained, the evidence she has received and her sources all suggest the virus was intentionally brought out of this strict lab and released into that local community. Here's the wrap up. But she said the problem exploded out of control because the Chinese Communist Party government and the military scientists underestimated the transmissibility of the virus. That's why finally it got out of control and cost was a local outbreak. However, we should know that the Communist Chinese Party government intentionally let it go all over the world, killing millions of people around the globe, end quote. I find that interesting. In fact, further in the article, it's a fascinating article. She said that she had been warned by the Chinese that we'll make you disappear. She is living in fear now as a result of telling the truth. Do you believe that a source like that is viable and should be believed, or is it something that still is in the air in your thoughts in relationship to the release of the COVID pathogen?
No, I think it is very believable, Dr. Youngblood, and who we should not believe is anything that our government is telling us that is contrary to that. She is risking her life by letting out that information, by telling the truth. And she knew she would be risking her life by telling the truth, but she did it anyway. And I suspect that if someone were to narrow down and this young lady and were to speak with her, that she would either be a Christian or readily accept Christ because she is willing to tell the truth.
Absolutely.
And what she said is pretty much what I said, except for the beginning. I wasn't sure if it was intentional or not, but then it exploded. That is exactly what she said, a bioweapon that was released
yes.
around the world by a very evil Chinese Communist Party, which must be brought down. That is who President Biden should be going after instead of Putin and fighting him in Ukraine, even though he's not a good character either. But that Chinese Communist Party is wreaking havoc around the world right now.
Well, in fact, you touch on that, and I digress for a moment from the COVID to speak to that issue. But we've had several, in fact, two in particular, U.S. Military leaders that have said that what is happening is there's a coalition or in a coalition of relationships between China and Russia, North Korea, and Iran. One of the generals just said last week that we can fully expect a frontal confrontation with China on U.S. soil. That was his statement. Now, if that doesn't frighten us all, nothing will. I am concerned about where we're going, but yet at the same time, as we look at the scripture in Ezekiel 38 and 39, we should expect that and understand that God's word prophetically and the text of the word of God has said that this is going to happen. If God said it, that settles that it's going to happen. And so I believe it's time that we as Christians, as conservatives, we need to recognize that the time is short. The days are numbered. When we have an opportunity to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Time is short. The days are numbered for our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms. Those are rapidly coming to a conclusion, I believe, in America. Congressman, here's another article. COVID-19 more likely originated in Chinese lab than in nature, according to the former CDC director. The currently available evidence supports the theory of COVID-19 originated in the Chinese laboratory. Former U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, told members of the Congress on March the 8th. That was just yesterday. And that was his statement in relationship to it. So it affirms and further confirms in my mind and in, I believe, in your mind that what we have believed for several years now is factual and is finally coming to a conclusive remark from the head of the FBI said it. The chief in the Energy Department said it. And now you're finding, in fact, I looked at one article where the UN the one that's the head of WHO, the World Health Organization, is now suggesting that globally every nation that has any evidence, anything to bring to the forefront about the origin of that should come forth with that evidence and that statement. So that leads to another question, Congressman. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Hill, former representative for District 1 in the Florida House, and we're delighted to have him with us today. Congressman, do you believe that Dr. Fauci lied to President Trump and the world when he said that, what did he say, 3.2 million people or 2.3 million people in America would die unless there's lockdowns, unless there's the forced mask wearing, et cetera? Do you believe that Fauci lied and he knew that he was lying when he made those statements to the president and then President Trump acted on it?
Yes, indeed. Dr. Fauci did lie, and so did that Dr. Birx, I think I'm pronouncing her name properly, who admitted that she lied. In a book that she wrote, that she lied to President Trump, and so did Dr. Fauci. And you say, well, why would they do something like that? Why would they lie to him? And we see the bigger picture where Pfizer and other pharmaceutical companies were set to make billions of dollars with those vaccines, so-called vaccines. They were jabs that were killing more people than COVID did itself. And they were set to make billions of dollars. And we have seen that happen. When you look at the profits that Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and Moderna and the others made, you look at their financial statements, they made tens of billions of dollars in profit simply because of the COVID jabs that they made. They made so much money that they were willing to pay hospitals to declare someone when they entered the hospital that they had COVID. They were willing to pay them to use protocols that were going to kill people, and they knew it, and all they cared about was the billions that they were going to make, that their love of money blinded them to the point where they were willing to commit murder.
You saying that brings to mind, and I've said it, and I believe you've said it, and I believe others that are in the conservative ilk as we are have perhaps said the same thing. Do you believe that Dr. Fauci and Big Pharma should be held, should be caught, tried, and convicted for mass murder, mass genocide?
Yes, they should be brought to justice for what they have done. Whether or not it will happen, I don't know, Dr. Youngblood. I think that should President Trump get reelected, there might be a better chance of it happening.
Yes.
But right now, with these corrupt Department of Justice and other officials, I don't see it happening anytime soon. However, we can always look at it this way, Dr. Youngblood. If it doesn't happen here, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and he Amen. Will repay for what they have done.
You touched on a subject that is very, very dear to my heart. If we fail, and I'm praying that our listeners hear this well, if we fail to reelect President Donald J. Trump, all of this that we're seeing now seething and bubbling to the top will be swept under the rug, will be counted as no value, and we will not see justice for America and the families that lost loved ones as a result of the deceit and the lie. I'm looking at a headline that says, Fauci's cover-up of COVID origins blasted in a bombshell hearing. Anthony Fauci, the former COVID advisor to Joe Biden, before he left his post a few weeks ago, covered up the origins of COVID-19 pandemic, according to the bombshell hearing in the House of Representatives meeting just last week. And it goes on with an enormous article in relationship to the lies that they've already found for Anthony Fauci and the cover-up based on the email trail and his purposeful cover-up of what had taken place as a result of his continuing to authorize the gain-of-function research paid for by taxpayer dollars in Wuhan, China. I am appalled by it, saddened by it, but yet the question is that I want to ask you as we go to our news break, why did it take 3 years for the FBI to admit the virus originated in Wuhan, China? Got about 10 seconds.
They're trying to give cover to Biden administration by saying they were lied to, when all along they did know.